Hey there.
Hey, Steven.
Okay, so I'll try to keep this pretty short.
No worries, no worries.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, no worries. If you need time, I have the next hour or so. I'm good.
Okay, I don't think it's going to take that long. One of the things that came up when I was re-listening to what we talked about, you know, just going over it, making sure that I understood, was, you know, I'd asked a question sort of concerning. You know, we talked a fair bit about rockers, but, you know, a question concerning why you would want to choose a rocker that was closer to the ground, you know, less big, I guess, than rockers that might have a 2 or 4 millimeter difference between the height of the wheels. And, you know, when we talked about this, we focused mostly on how a bigger rocker lets you lean more. So people doing slalom, for example, have those bigger rockers since it lets them lean forwards or backwards to a much bigger extent. But sort of the subtext of my question and why I asked it was like, in theory or in principle, does having a less big rocker make the skates more stable?
For sure.
Yeah, okay. I mean, and that's what I thought. You know, it makes intuitive sense, but, you know, I asked that question, and then we started talking about leaning and whatnot, and, you know, I guess I was just confirming that the reason why the Wizard skates are designed with that small rocker is because you get the benefits of increased maneuverability from only having the two wheels touching the ground, so you have that short effective contact. But at the same time, you're still really stable because the rocker is only very slight. So it gives you the maneuverability, but because you can't lean super far in any one direction, you are still very stable. Is that correct?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, and I thought that was the case, but we just sort of got a little bit off track when I asked that question last time. Okay, that was the question. I mean, and I thought that was it, you know, so Wizard skates are less rockered because they're more stable that way, but I just wanted to make sure, so.
Yeah, and that was, I guess, your concern at the beginning was, okay, because only two wheels touch the ground, technically you're less stable.
Yeah.
And if the rocker was pretty severe, it might have been the case. You lean back a little bit and you would have this sudden fall back feeling that might make you lose your balance. But because the rocker is so subtle, like, you're not really going to ever have this falling back feeling from one wheel to the next.
Yep. I mean, it makes sense, but, you know, it was just something that I sort of wanted confirmation on. All right, so that was the big question. You know, something else that I thought I'd just ask about, you know, when I'm training and stuff, I'm probably going to want to wear pads, particularly when I'm doing, you know, probably maneuvers at speed that I'm not super confident about. And I've seen, you know, I've poked around on the internet a little bit, and I was just curious what your recommendations would be for just like general use knee pads and elbow pads when you're first starting out, because, you know, some of the pads I've seen, you know, Sean has mentioned the G-form pads, which look like they make a lot of sense. You know, you can wear them under clothes and stuff, but, you know, they might not hold up quite as well if you're falling a lot, like in the beginning, or if, you know, like having something plastic over your clothes, for example, would probably hold up to abrasion better and that sort of thing. So, I mean, I was just curious if you have like a recommended set of pads to buy or where you would start, you know, like a style or whatever.
Yeah, I agree. The G-forms are great for more advanced skaters. And then, but if you have them on top of the pants, they can rip.
Yeah.
So the plastic covers are better. And the ones that, if you don't want to do anything necessarily fancy, the ones we sell are the 888, and they're pretty minimal, but they do a good job.
Right. Well, I mean, you always want the balance between providing good protection in that plastic plate while at the same time not inhibiting movement. And, you know, that's the big draw of the G-forms, is that they really don't feel that different from not wearing them. So.
And yes, the 888, They're pretty inexpensive. I'm not sure what they are in the U.S. and Canada. They're $60 for the whole set. It's knee pads, elbows, and wrist guards. The knees are the most important one. The wrist guards are the ones that you will fall on most often, because whether you fall forwards or backwards, your hands will touch first.
Yeah.
Most often. And then for the knees, what I usually look for the knees is just having enough plastic, because some knee pads have like really small plastic cup, and then when you fall, it might kind of shift to the side a little bit, and then you're still going to hit your knee. But the 888s, they have a pretty big plastic cup, pretty reasonable amount of kind of padding. And they don't have that sock that you put on. It's just Velcro that you put around. And I find sometimes when you have that sock, do you know what I mean?
So you don't have to like slip them on like a shin guard or something. You can just like Velcro them around the pants you're already wearing, right?
Exactly. So that's why I like them, because they don't have it. So they're really easy to put on, really easy to take off without taking off your skates. So if you're out skating, you stop for a little break, you take them off. It's super easy. You don't need to take off your skates. So those are the ones that are kind of basic, inexpensive, and they do a good job. They have like a big Velcro section. I've seen other brands where the Velcro might be too small. So the problem would be when you like pull it tight, the Velcro might kind of stretch too far, in which case you won't be able to keep them tight. So having like a big section of Velcro will help keep them tight, if that makes sense, because you'll be able to kind of stretch it a little bit further. Like the strap will go a little bit further and it would still grab.
I mean, they'll probably stay in place a little bit better too.
Yeah, exactly. So those ones are good. But if you want something more, for the wrist, the 888 ones are really good. I don't think you would need much more.
Yeah.
But the knees, you could get a bigger knee pad. There is the, I don't know if we have them on the website. It's called the Inui.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They sell helmets too.
Yeah, exactly.
Say about a 888.
See.
Yeah, I see on the Shop Task, I guess I'm on ShopTask.com, I see the the Seba 3-pack, and then I see the 888 Wrist Saver. Oh, there it is, 888 Impact 3-pack, $46 USD. All right, I might be able to find it on Amazon or something too. So
yeah, exactly. I would go with 888. They're pretty reliable.
Sure.
And they do a good job, yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, that's sort of, I mean, because I just, that's something that is going to be necessary, right? I'm assuming and not even for the first little bit, you know, if you're ever doing something crazy and you think you might fall, it just makes sense to wear pads, right?
So, yeah, we sell a lot of pads. Most of the customers buy pads, and we've been through a lot of different brands, and the Seba ones are nice, but there's a little bit too much to them, the 888s are probably protect pretty similar, like give you the same protection more or less.
Yeah.
But don't have that sleeve and, they seem to be the go-to pads for us.
All right. Good deal. So those are my questions. Like I said, not super long this time. I have worked some on, I cleaned up the audio a little bit from the initial call we had. You know, I was recording it on my phone and, I was pretty loud. You were not. So I equalized it a little. So I am planning on posting these. You know, we talked about this a little bit. Cool. You know, I have finals and whatnot, so not this week. But I will, like, text you the link when I do. And, you know, probably, you know, I'll, like, type up some of the stuff we talked about because, you know, it was really helpful for me. So presumably it would help someone else too. And, yeah.
That's the hope. Yeah, thanks, Stephen. It's I don't get into like such deep conversations with everyone, but like I said before, you had good questions, and yeah, it just helps me sort through my own thoughts a little bit, and
sure,
and then because the questions that you've been asking are coming up really often now, and I feel like the information out there is confusing, but.
I think the biggest dilemma is that once you've been skating for a while, you just sort of have a better feel for some of this, but it's sort of like the initial sell, the how do you explain it to people who sort of know how the physics works but has never really skated before, like how do you explain it to them? Because that's where I was coming from, you know, and I think once you do have more of that experience, people probably have a better idea of how skates really were, or maybe they don't. You know, we talked about how form is important too. So,
yeah, and I think for a lot of people, they're once you're a good skater, you might not notice how you're so good at compensating for the, I would say, lack of design or lack of intentional design that you might say, oh, this is a great product, not realizing if you haven't been skating for 10 or 5 years.
I mean, or even just if you haven't ever tried anything else. You know, if you may think it's great because maybe it's the best out of the options they've tried, but it doesn't mean it's actually great, you know. And it's hard to get that perspective unless you've been in the field a long time, you know. It's not just skating no matter what field you pick. You know, there's people that say this is excellent, this is great, and then you have people that have actually been doing stuff for 10, 20, 30 years who say, well, maybe that's a good product for what it is, but it doesn't do X, Y, Z. And, all right. Well, like I said, I'll post a link, you know, and you know, another thing I've been thinking about, you know, I don't have a vlog camera or anything like that, but I might try to document a little bit how quick I learn, because, you know, it's been a while since I picked up something like this, and generally I learn pretty fast, but, you know, for people who are starting from ground zero, particularly, you know, I dropped $900 on a pair of skates initially, you know, I'm assuming that's not super normal, but just for people to get a sense of how fast you can learn, you know, and that sort of thing, because, you know, I've seen a lot of cool videos like tutorials and stuff, but not so much from like a day one to, you know, day 100, how fast you actually learn how to skate too, because, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure how realistic it is to see where I'll be in like a year and, you know, how fast you can pick up skill to the point where it becomes really fun, you know, because that would make it easier to sort of sell skating to people.
It's true. I think there's a lot of videos for the other guys, like the guys that have been skating forever, and it's probably would reach a different audience and be a lot more relatable for potentially a bigger chunk of the population.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I'll write about it at least. I don't have video equipment, so I'm not sure. I mean, I could probably do stuff with my smartphone, but anyway, I'll keep you posted, and, you know, I'll let you know when the skates arrive, and, you know, I'm pretty hyped. I'm going to have time this summer, so we'll see how far I progress.
That's great, Stephen. Yeah, looking forward to hearing your articulated review and feedback.
Yeah. Okay, good deal. Well, you know, I will let you know if I have more questions, but, I mean, I think we really hashed most of it out, so it's just a matter of me putting that up, and, you know, I may try to put some of what we did into writing. I'm probably not going to transcribe the whole thing, but, you know, some of the main sections, you know, like the stuff about rockering and contact, effective contact and stuff like that, you know.
Cool.
Okay. Well, right thanks on. Again.
Yeah. Have a good night. And your skate shipped out today. I'll follow up with the tracking number shortly.
Okay. Cool.
Awesome. Take care, Stephen.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye.